Good afternoon, folks. It's 5 p.m. Tuesday, October the 4th, 2022. We'll call the city council meeting into session. First item is roll call. Spencer H. Smith, mayor, is present. Jennifer McCann, mayor pro tem, is on her way. Michael Blomquist, place two.
Michael Blomquist, councilman, place two, is present.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three.
Tony Cantorino, place three, present.
Okay, thank you. Linda Nash, place four.
Linda Nash, place four, present.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five.
Sam Hallaby, place five, present.
Okay, thank you. City manager David Mitchell.
City manager David Mitchell, present.
Okay, thank you. City secretary Julie Helsham.
City secretary Julie Helsham, present.
Okay, thank you. And we do have a quorum. Second item is presentation by citizens. Citizens who desire to address the council on any matter may do so during this item. Please understand that while the council appreciates hearing your comments, state law, Texas Government Code Section 551.042, prohibits them from, one, engaging in discussion other than providing a statement of specific factual information or reciting existing city policy, and two, taking action other than directing staff to place the matter on a future agenda. Please state your name and address for the record and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment or to address the council at this time? Anyone to address the council? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to paragraph three, is to public hearings. Number one, conduct a public hearing to discuss, consider establishing a public hearing date to discuss and consider approving the adoption of an ordinance amending Title V of the City's Code of Ordinances, establishing Chapter 55, impact fees, adopting, imposing, and establishing wastewater impact fees up to the maximum assessable impact fee of up to $6,133 per service unit on new developments in the impact fee service area, adopting wastewater impact fee calculations for wastewater facilities for the 2022 wastewater impact fee area, adopting assessment and collection rates for wastewater impact fees, providing a cumulative clause, providing a severability clause, establishing a penalty, and specifically negating a requirement of culpable mental state, establishing a penalty for violations, and providing and establishing an effective date, and take the appropriate action. Planning and Development Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. As you can see, our header got a little bit longer. Out of an abundance of caution, we are resetting the public hearing date, and that is the item before you tonight. For the wastewater impact fees, we are requesting that you set the public hearing date as required by the Texas Local Government Code for November 15th of this year. And at that point, we would have our public hearing and then vote on the adoption and all of those items that were listed in the header. And that is all I have, unless you have questions.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the council for the Planning and Development Director? Okay, seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone that would like to address the council on this matter? Is there anyone that would like to address the council on this matter? Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and bring it to the council. Do I have a motion? Okay, Councilmember Cantorino.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Tony Cantorino, place three. I'd like to make a motion to establish a November 15th, 2022 City Council meeting as the public hearing date to discuss and consider approving the adoption of an ordinance amending Title V of the City's Code of Ordinances, establishing Chapter 55 impact fees, adopting, imposing, and establishing wastewater impact fees up to the maximum assessable impact fee of up to $6,133 per service unit on new developments in the impact fee service area, adopting wastewater impact fee calculations for wastewater facilities for the 2022 wastewater impact fee area, adopting assessment and collection rates for wastewater impact fees, providing a cumulative clause, providing a serviceability clause, establishing a penalty and specifically negating a requirement of a culpable mental state, establishing a penalty for violations, and providing and establishing an effective date.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember Blomquist.
Thank you, Mayor. This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman Place 2. I will second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on the item? Okay, seeing none, I'll poll the council. Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, how do you vote?
I vote, this is Jennifer McCann, Mayor Pro Tem, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Michael Blomquist, place two, how do you vote?
This is Michael Blomquist, Councilman, place two, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Tony Cantorino, place three, how do you vote?
Tony Cantorino, place three, I vote yes.
Thank you. Linda Nash, place four, how do you vote?
Linda Nash, place four, I vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Sam Hallaby, place five, how do you vote?
Sam Hallaby, place five, vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Mitchell, do we have anything else on the agenda?
No, sir, Mayor, we do not.
Okay, thank you. The time is 5:05 and we're adjourned.